NPR's Student Podcast Challenge has brought the voices of 5th through 12th graders to our air. But every year we get emails from teachers asking, what about 4th graders? We thought podcasting might be too challenging for 9 and 10-year-olds. Well, though I hate to say it, NPR regrets the error. Our judges chose 5 winning podcasts. NPR's Janet Ujong Lee introduces us to 2 of them.
There's no one right way to make a good podcast, but both of these winning entries told personal stories.
So imagine this. You're at a birthday party.
You're playing with your little sister, bouncing on the trampoline. And then, in an instant, everything changes.
In Andrew Luria's broadcast extracurricular, students told the story of their friend, Leland Corman.
What do you remember about what happened to you that day?
I was trying to double bounce her, and then my head just slammed right into hers.
It turns out that slam had caused a massive head injury that would send Leland into the hospital for months.
This is Bouncing Back, a podcast from fourth graders at Magnolia Elementary School in Carlsbad, California. A story that takes us from trampoline to triumph.
The kids brought the story to life through natural sound like the trampoline springs and through interviews.
Here's Leland's mom, Maggie.
It's really scary. I didn't know if Leland was going to survive.
They documented the time that Leland spent in the hospital recuperating.
Leland was in the hospital for 5 months, but he wasn't alone. His parents and his sister were right there beside him.
His classmates came to visit.
Hi, Leland! We're all missing you. We hope you come back soon.
And told the story of how the community came together to support him. His teacher, who visited several times a week, people who ran a race in his honor. Leland's classmates interviewed him when he returned to school.
Yeah, I just felt awesome. Like, I just love to be at school again and see all my friends.
And just like it took a big community to support Leland, it was a big group who put together this winning podcast. I'll let our narrator take this one.
Henley Taylor, Remy Gunn, Molly Ward, Sadie Boyle, Henry Snyder, Quinn David, Vivi Ozeal, Olivia Christensen, Sophie Wienig, and Itzel Mass. I'm Lucy Luria.
In San Jose, California, fourth grader Amia Desai was also thinking about communities and those who have been torn from them.
My grandfather, Kishore Desai, was forced to leave his birthplace, Uganda, in the 1970s, along other Indians under the command of the brutal dictator, General Idi Amin.
In her podcast, Far From Home, she tells his story. He was born in Uganda, his parents had migrated from India, and his father worked at a sugarcane factory. Amia interviewed her grandfather about his childhood outside of Kampala.
Sugarcane fields stretched for miles all around. We used to play a lot of sports by the side of sugarcane fields. And anytime one was hungry or thirsty, we just broke a sugarcane and chewed on it for instant sugar rush.
But by the time her grandfather was at university, things in Uganda had changed. The country's leader, Idi Amin, ordered the expulsion of Asians from the country.
Idi Amin gave the Indians 90 days to leave Uganda. My grandfather's life changed forever.
I was in shock and disbelief. My family was dispersed all over the world. We were never a single family unit again.
Her grandfather spent the next several years completing his studies, but was stateless. Eventually, he made his way to the United States.
I had to start all over again because U.S. did not recognize my credentials. I worked my way stocking grocery shelves, which was very humbling and hard.
Amia Desai says she was inspired to speak to her grandfather and make this podcast to share the stories of communities that are often left out in history classes.
My friends and I want to be that generation that keeps talking about the stories of displacement like my grandfather's that don't get told often enough. I think when we share the pain and suffering of our history, we can ensure it doesn't happen to others.
Janet Wujong Lee, NPR News.